KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 53 degrees. We look for cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Radar shows a line of light to moderate showers extending from around the Bellevue, Nebraska area and Omaha southeastward through just south of Red Oak and in through Clarinda and Shenandoah and down into Bedford and then into north central Missouri. Well, Red Oak police report a man was arrested Sunday night on numerous drug charges. 39-year-old Philip J. McClish of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 7:45 p.m. in the area of North Broadway and Elm Streets. He was charged with possession of methamphetamine and marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. In addition, McClish was cited for operating a vehicle with no valid license. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And just before 2 a.m. today, Red Oak police arrested 27-year-old Jonathan James Gruber of Council Bluffs. He was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of criminal mischief in the third degree. Gruber was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Health and Page County Public Health on Sunday reported an additional case of COVID-19 has been confirmed in Page County, bringing the total number there to 9 positive cases. The individual most recently is an adult aged 19 to 40 who contracted the virus through a community spread. The patient is recovering in isolation at home. Pottawatomie County Public Health on Sunday reported 4 new COVID-19 cases. The total number of COVID-19 positive cases in Pott County is now 49. 23 of the individuals have recovered. 23 are self-isolating at home. One is hospitalized, and as mentioned, there are 2 deaths. The 4 newest cases are men, and they are residents of Council Bluffs. The individuals were tested for COVID-19 between April 29th and 30th. 3 of the cases are men between 18 and 40. The 4th is an individual 41 to 60. 2 have pre-existing conditions. 1 of the cases had contact with an existing COVID-19 case, and the other 3 were the result of community spread. All 4 are self-isolating at home. And Pottawatomie County Public Health continues to conduct tracing investigations for contacts in each of the COVID-19 cases. Audubon County Public Health Administrator Bob Nelson on Saturday said the county had been notified by the Iowa Department of Public Health of a 5th confirmed case of COVID-19 there. The person is an older adult, age 61 to 80, and is also self-isolating at home. Audubon County Public Health is conducting a contact tracing investigation for this case to identify any close contacts who should monitor their health symptoms and self-isolate. All known individuals who have had close contact with this confirmed case will be notified to self-isolate as per the Iowa Department of Public Health protocol. In other news, Council Bluffs police are working in conjunction with the Iowa DCI as part of an investigation into an officer-involved shooting that took place around 8 a.m. Saturday. Authorities say the unidentified officer arrived at the Bucky's gas station at 3434 Nebraska Avenue and was approaching the entrance of the building when he was informed by a Bucky's employee that a male had just stolen a can of gas from the business. The item was valued around $14. When the officer confronted the suspect, 34-year-old Jimmy J. Carr of Omaha, at the front door of the business, Carr allegedly reached into his pocket, displayed, and then fired a gun. The officer was able to return fire, striking Carr, who was arrested a short time later without further incident. Carr suffered a gunshot wound to his left hip and was taken to the UNMC in Omaha for treatment of a non-life-threatening injury. No other persons were injured in the incident. The officer's name will be released at a later time. The Atlantic Fire Department responded to 2 fires Saturday night. Fire Chief Tom Cappell says the first was a brush fire that got out of control near the Cass County landfill. The fire spread to a nearby building but was quickly extinguished. As soon as that fire was under control and units were leaving the scene, Atlantic Fire was called to the America's Best Value Inn on East 7th Street just before 10 p.m. on Saturday for a report of visible smoke and flames from one of the rooms on the west side of the complex.
Room 305 had some food in the microwave and obviously turned it on a little too long and fell asleep and smoked up the west side of the hotel out here. Only damage was to the microwave and maybe the top of the fridge, and that's where it was contained to.
The fire was already put out by the time firefighters arrived. The area was ventilated and crews were on the scene till a little after 10:30. The spring planting season in Iowa started out much like last year, cold and wet, but conditions have improved significantly in recent weeks. Angie Reek-Hines, a field agronomist with the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, monitors crop conditions in north central Iowa.
It's such a turnaround from the last couple of springs. People are still maybe a little bit in shock about how good planting conditions have been over the course of the last 2 weeks and how much progress we've made planting corn and beans in the last 2 weeks. Even a little bit longer than that, to be honest. So people are in great shape.
Reek-Hines says the farmers were prepared to move quickly this spring, and they're doing just that.
If conditions are good, say we plant about 13 million acres of corn in Iowa, we can knock out about 1.1 to 1.2 million acres planted statewide on a daily basis. So our soil temperatures have stayed pretty steady in the low 50s to mid 50s. But the big thing that's helped us is it's really kind of dried out.
Reek-Hines says the spring weather is much more cooperative this year, but she still recommends growers who planted early check on the progress of their crops.
There were people planting corn around April 1st and around April 8th. It was still pretty cool back then. It was kind of wet-ish back then. I would go out as soon as that corn starts poking through the ground, and some of it has. Do some stand counts. Make sure your stand's at where you want it.
When the new weekly crop report comes out, Reek-Hines says she expects to hear nearly all of the corn is in the ground and most of the soybeans. In our funeral announcements, Jeanette Ann Whitney, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Graveside services for Jeanette Whitney will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Clayton Ellingson, age 93, of Atlantic, died April 26th at the Cass County Hospital. An open visitation for Clayton Ellingson will be held on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charlie Sophia Falkina, age 15, of Harlan, died Saturday at her home. A funeral service for Charlie Falkina with social distancing and seating observed will be held 2 p.m. Wednesday, May 6th at the AHSTW football field in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Gene Arbaugh, age 79, of Anita and formerly of Council Bluffs, died Saturday at Caring Acres Nursing Home in Anita. Services for Gene Arbaugh are pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jason Julesgaard, age 56, formerly of Kimbleton, died Saturday at the University of Iowa Hospital in Iowa City. Arrangements for Jason Julesgaard are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Robert Van Cleve, age 91, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Robert Van Cleve are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.